We're going to start with the obnoxious part of the demonstration so I can get it over with. So I want to begin with an obnoxious demo. This is deliberate, okay? So here we go, and I'll explain why it's happening. Okay, now what we're going to hear is a really obnoxious echo. And Andrea, could you add to the obnoxiousness by saying something, please? Oh, Andrea.
I'm here. I was
Say something obnoxious.
Oh, goodness. I was muted, guys, but I'm here now.
Okay, I'm going to turn this off. And actually, what I'm going to do is hang up my phone and explain to you why we did this. Okay. And Andrea, the 408 area code should have gone away because that was Debbie pretending to be a doofus. Now, let me tell you about what happens when people are doofies. And I have a job where I use Zoom all day, and there are lots of sighted people that are doofuses.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Don't think this is a blind person thing. What happens is, here we go, the doofus joins in his computer, and I push this key, I click here, okay. Oh, I don't hear anybody. Hey, where is everybody? I don't hear anybody. Oh, better join on my iPhone. So then he gets out his iPhone, he does the one-tap mobile, okay. Don't know, everybody's coming in so quietly, I don't know why. Better call in! So then the doofus calls in on his regular phone, and now what we have is doofus times three. And what that does is that causes echo. So, Zoom has some artificial intelligence, and what it can do is it can do something called echo cancellation. But echo cancellation only works if your microphone and speaker are on the same device. So if you're talking on your iPhone and you're on speaker, it's cool. If you're talking on your computer and you're on speaker and you're using your microphone, that's cool. If you're on your phone and you're unmuted and you're talking and it's coming in on your phone speaker, that's cool. Echo cancellation works, but echo cancellation fails miserably when you call in on another device. And so that's why sometimes you're in a meeting and you'll start to hear all this echoing, because somebody has managed to call in on two devices, and they, even if they're muted on the second device, if it's playing audio, the first device cannot do echo cancellation. So that's my story on echo cancellation, and I'm sticking with it. Now that I've done that demo, I'll tell you what I'm going to talk about tonight. I wanted to get that demo out of the way because I didn't want to accidentally trigger it and have us hearing all that obnoxious echo, except when I had planned to do it. So if you're ever in a meeting, right, and you hear echoing like that, you might just ask for people who did join in on a second device to please choose one of their devices to stay on and get rid of the second device. And with the iPhone, sometimes you have to go in the app switcher and just close Zoom. It's the only way to get out of it, out of a meeting sometimes. So anyway, echo, I need to talk to you about what I'm telling you. I'm going to talk for about 45 minutes, maybe 30 minutes. If I run out of steam, maybe 30. And then I'm going to take time for questions. I use Zoom in my job every day. So I want to talk more about some advanced Zoom features and problems you might have encountered when using Zoom. We all know the basics. We know Alt-Y to raise our hands. We know Alt-A to toggle the audio muting and unmuting. But many of us don't know some of the little secrets of Zoom. And you know, every time you update Zoom, it gets a little more complicated. I updated it tonight, and there was more stuff I had to tab around and find. And then every once in a while, you tab and you don't hear anything at all. And so I'm going to talk about troubleshooting some of those problems. Excuse me. I should have drank a big slurp of water before I started that whole echo thing. All right. So first of all, if you are tabbing and you don't hear anything at all, you probably want to refresh your screen, and that would be Insert Escape, whether it's JAWS or NVDA. Of course, you're not tabbing on your iPhone. The other thing you can do is Alt-Tab away from Zoom and come back, and hopefully that will make your screen reader realize that you're back in Zoom. The other thing you can do is maximize your window, which is Alt space and then X, Alt space together and then X to maximize your window. And the other thing you can do is press F6, because what's happened is Zoom has gotten all these extra features. They have been landing in other panes. And what happens is when a sighted person looks at that window, it may have little sections and they call them panes. Actually, in the old days, they used to call them frames, but now they tend to call them panes. And so they can just like click in one of those little squares and then they're in the right place. But for us, we have to keep hitting F6 to go to the next pane. So, don't panic if you're tabbing and you don't hear anything, because sometimes the Zoom is putting up a message that our screen reader may not see, or the screen reader just got lost. It doesn't know where you are. And so sometimes you have to give it a little bit of help by the screen refresh or alt tabbing away and coming back, whatever you need to do. And I'm just checking that I'm still unmuted and everything is good. In a while, I'm going to share my screen, but I want to talk about possibilities first, because if I can't share my screen, then it's going to be okay. I'll probably take questions and then I'll probably just discuss the things I've talked about in more depth. First of all, your keystroke to mute and unmute does not need to be Alt A. And let me tell you why. When I discovered this, I actually had hand surgery. I had a carpal tunnel surgery, and I wasn't supposed to use my right hand for a month. So I could not type for a month with my right hand. And I had this job to do. I was like right in the middle of my job. And I thought, well, mostly I'm in Zoom meetings. I talked to my boss, and he was cool with me not actually typing, typing email and stuff for a month. But he was not okay with me not using Zoom, because a lot of my job is talking to students. I work at a college. So I realized I was going to have to find a way to operate Zoom with my one hand. And I did all this before my surgery. I knew, it was not emergency surgery. So I had a couple of weeks to repair. So I started poking around in the Zoom settings, and I realized, you know what? I can change my hotkey to anything. So I changed my hotkey to F1. And if you want to know where that is, you're going to go into settings, and later I'll show you exactly how to get there. You're going to go into settings and you're going to go down to accessibility, and you're going to tab past all the stuff about captioning, which shows up first, and you'll get into a list that you'll up and down arrow that will have all the keystrokes that Zoom uses. And you can actually tab into a box with the keystroke and change your keystroke right there. And so what I did is I changed my keystroke to F1. And the reason I did that was because I only had one hand. But I discovered that I don't really use F1 very much. I mean, F1 is supposed to be help, right? But if I want JAWS help, I'm going to go into the JAWS help. If I want Microsoft Word help, I'm going to go into the Word help. I'm mostly going to do Alt H or whatever to get into the correct help. I'm rarely going to hit F1. So, way after my hand healed, I kept F1 as my mute, unmute key, because it's so nice. I can just reach up my little finger and hit it, and I'm all nice and unmuted. The other thing that I discovered is I can set these hotkeys to be a global hotkey, because right after the box where you fill in the name of the key by pressing the key is a checkbox that says global hotkey. And if you check that box, your keystroke becomes global throughout all of your use of your PC. So, and this is also true with the Mac too. You can do the same thing with the Mac. It's just that you might assign a different key if you use F1 on your Mac a lot. So anyway, once F1 and Alt Y for a raised hand were my global hotkeys, it was really nice, because in my job, a lot of times I'm having to talk to people while I look at a spreadsheet or something. And so I could be pulling up that spreadsheet or that Word document or that collaborative Google Doc. And don't get me started on this, because my coworkers love Google Docs. And so I would pull up this document and I could stay in it and I could look at it with my braille display and my speech. At the same time, I could hit F1 and unmute and stay in the spreadsheet and be looking at it while I talk to people, and I didn't have to alt tab back to the Zoom window. And I really love that feature, and I would like to see more people using it, because I think it makes it a lot easier to collaborate and work on other things on your computer while you're, zooming, especially if you zoom a lot at work. Okay, so that's the big feature I wanted you people to know about. But there are several other advanced features that are really nice. You can, for example, go into settings and in audio and change your microphone. Like right now, I'm using a desk mic, but sometimes I want to use the mic that's built into my laptop. Sometimes I want to use my Bluetooth mic. And all of that is under audio. So if you tab past the test microphone and you tab once more, then you'll get to a list with the microphones that it finds on your PC. And so you can arrow up and down, and as soon as you arrow to one of those microphones, it is selected. With Zoom, the settings are a little funky because whether you press escape or enter, there's no OK button. As soon as you set a setting, it's set. There's no apply or OK. Those settings just are automatically set for you. The other thing I want to talk to you about is how to find even more advanced settings. To find settings in general, I suppose I should very specifically tell you what to do to find settings in general now, which is basically you tab around till you get to your name in Zoom, and you don't have to be, used to be you had to be in the home tab, but now you can be, and not, we're not talking in a meeting now, but in the Zoom, actual Zoom window for the Zoom interface. And if you tab around there, you'll get to where it says your name, and then you'll down arrow from there until you get to settings, which is the last choice. And if you press enter, then you'll get into a dialog box that has categories, and you will arrow through the categories until you get to the one you want. You don't need to press enter at that point, then I'm sorry, you do need to press enter at that point, and then you can tab between settings. And I think for a beginner, one of the most frustrating things about using the computer may be, well, gosh, when do I hit arrow? When do I hit tab? When I hit F6? With these settings, the way it works is that you have to find your name, your account name on the Zoom screen by tabbing. You have to then arrow down, 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 past all the other stuff to settings, and then you're looking at a list of categories. You might have to tab once or twice to get to that category list. I've noticed in some updates you land right in the middle of a dialog box, and others you land right in the tabs, the category tabs. But if you're in the category tabs, then you're arrowing to get to the category you want, then you're pressing enter, and then you're tabbing again through those settings. Now, eventually, after you do all that fun stuff, if you've remembered how many tabs and arrows and things to do, you will actually get to a button that says More Settings. And if you press enter on it, it will open a browser window and it will show you a bazillion settings. Now, this only happens if you have an account, but you can get a free account. But if you don't have an account, More Settings isn't going to do anything. But if you do have an account, that you'll open that website, and you'll have all these different categories. And if you select one of those categories, then the rest of the web screen you're seeing is all the settings for that category. And you can arrow down through all of them eventually if you just keep going. But there are settings to decide whether you want to record to the cloud, whether you want to record locally, whether you want to stay muted all the time, whether you want meetings to automatically record. And a lot of it depends on how your account is set up. So I have a corporate account, so I have a lot more settings than on my personal account. And I set up a personal account on one of my machines just to test this, and you had a lot fewer settings. I'm going to return to settings to tell you about one more feature, and then I think at that point I may want to try to share my screen so you can hear the sound of what all of this is like. Another setting that I find really useful is the alerts, and this happened last right before the CCB convention last year is when this update got implemented, so I don't think a lot of people knew about it. But also under accessibility, I told you there was a list of keystrokes. There's also a list of alerts. And they call them screen reader alerts. And basically, they are is what is Zoom going to automatically decide to have your screen reader say out loud? Basically, what is Zoom going to show that's highlighted, which means your screen reader is going to capture it and speak it out loud. And so, if you're a host, there are a lot of alerts that say things like, participant has entered the waiting room, participant has left the meeting room, participant has raised their hand, blah, blah, blah. And you may want to make sure all those alerts are turned off. Now, you remember also that JAWS and NVDA also have methods for turning off alerts. So this is kind of different. This is what Zoom decides to alert you to. And then the JAWS keystroke Alt Windows S tells JAWS whether or not it should speak any of those alerts. So since I tend to host meetings in my job, I have a lot of these things turned on. And my employer requires we use waiting rooms. Ugh, I hate those things. But I have to use them in my job. So I have to know when someone's entered the waiting room. I have to know when someone's exited the waiting room. So I have all this stuff turned on. But like tonight, I did Alt Windows S because I don't want to hear all that. I'm not hosting this meeting. And so I told JAWS, yeah, Zoom's going to tell us about all this stuff, but I don't want to hear about it. So the command and NVDA is a wonderful add-on also that will let you change how many alerts you want to hear and which alerts you want to hear and all that. It's a very complicated add-on. It's got a bazillion choices like many NVDA add-ons. And I can talk about it a little more if people want, but I suggest you just read the documentation and take your time with it. But with JAWS, it's pretty easy. You just do Alt Windows S. And it turns all of them off, or Alt Windows S turns all of them on, and all of them are all the ones that you have told Zoom you would like it to alert you about. So I think we'll pause here. And Andrea, would you like to take questions, or should I try sharing my screen? What would you like to do?
Audio not unmuted.
Why don't you try sharing your screen, Deb? I think you can do it. If not, I'll just make you a co-host real quick.
All
But go
right,
ahead
give
and
me
try it.
just a second.
Okay.
Peeps, get yourself a drink of water and let me do this thing.
Stop. Screen sharing meeting controls. Screen sharing meeting controls. Screen sharing meeting controls. Share preview WND.
And
Screen
now
sharing
I'm
meeting
going to
controls.
slow my
Participants can now
speech
see your
down if
screen.
you guys hear
Control
this.
window face down.
Hang on.
Audio not
We
unmuted.
can hear you, Deb. It's fine.
Alt page down.
Okay, so I am going to slow my speech down, which I know the keystrokes, but I don't usually do them on my laptop.
Alt window page down.
It's so funny that you use eloquence.
Not a table.
Well, if eloquence is a problem, I have a bunch of voice
Oh,
profiles.
no, I don't care. I always find it funny because I don't use it and it doesn't matter to me.
Slower, 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 slow,
Fine. Well,
slower.
I work with learning disabled students, so whenever I'm demonstrating something, I use one of the other voice profiles because they can't understand eloquence.
Slower,
But
slower.
I don't think many of you have dyslexia, so anyway, I think we're slow enough
Press
now.
Alt to show or hide meeting
We're good.
control.
Okay, shush, not you, Zoom. Okay, so let's see if I could show you some of these settings now if I can get there.
Left bracket CCBL right to do dash Armstrong Deborah Zoom.
Okay.
Meeting topic CCB Zoom with Deb
It
Kinkle.
speed it up again. I'm
I
not.
know, I know. I thought this was supposed to be global.
No, I don't think so. I think once you have to be in the window, you want to slow it down. If you
Yeah, I know. I read somewhere it was supposed to be global, but it's not
menu bar
globally.
system menu
Hang on.
escape
I do this at work on my work keyboard all the time, but I don't do this home on my laptop very often.
slower slower slower
You
slow
don't.
slower slower
Ha!
slower
Yeah, because at home, of course, I don't need it to go slow.
sure.
Okay, let's hope this stays slow now.
Leaving menus, back and chat left click,
You're
forward
good.
and history button, search control plus F button, meetings 3 of 5 tab
And now I'm
selected.
just tabbing, and I just want you to kind of hear how much stuff there is here first.
More button drop
We're
down.
in the Zoom window, we're not in the Zoom meeting window.
Help button drop down, open activity center button, Zoom comma Deborah Armstrong comma status comma presenting comma licensed account button drop down.
Now that's where we have to down arrow to get to settings, but I'm going to keep going just to kind of show you all the stuff that's here.
Refresh button. Upcoming meetings tab selected. Schedule meeting button. Meeting topic CCB Zoom with Deb semicolon meeting time today 7:00 PM dash 9:00 PM semicolon host colon Deborah Armstrong
Now
semicolon meeting
that's wrong,
ID
but
colon
that's okay. That was my calendar invite.
CCB Zoom with 7:00 in progress. Host colon Deborah meeting ID colon back and chat left pair forward
And
and
now we're
chat left
back
pair and
where
alt
we
plus
were
right
before.
pair and button.
So when you tap through this window, you see a lot of stuff, but I'm going to now highlight a couple things that matter. and kind of skip over the things that I think don't matter.
History button drop search control plus meetings 3 of 5 tab selected.
Now, this is actually a tab. And what that means is that you can arrow between the different choices. So we have been tabbing through the Zoom window, but we can arrow through these choices. There's 3 of 5. I'm going to left arrow first.
Team chat 2 of 5 tab. Home 1 of 5 tab. Apps 5 of 5 tab. Contacts 4 of 5 tab. Meetings 3 of 5 tab selected.
And we're back at meetings. And when you first run Zoom, the old versions used to always be in the Home tab. This current version is always in the Meetings tab. I'm going to right arrow, and you'll see that we go to the same tabs.
Contacts 4 of 5 tab. Apps 5 of 5 tab. Home 1 of 5 tab. Team chat 2 of 5. Meetings 3 of 5 tab selected.
Now, you usually want to be in Meetings or Home. It used to be you had to be at Home to do certain things, but now you can do a lot of it from the Meetings tab without going to the Home tab. So I'm now going to go over to my account name and show you the settings. Is everybody hearing my speech okay?
Yes, it's fine.
Good. Okay. Good.
Thank you.
More button drop, help button drop, open act, Zoom comp, refresh button.
Now I'm tabbing.
Upcoming meetings, schedule meeting, but meeting topic,
audio now muted.
CCB 7 call in progress, host call, meeting I, back in chat left, forward and history, search can, meetings 3, more button drop down. Help button, open activity center button, Zoom comma, Deborah Armstrong comma, status comma, presenting comma, licensed account button drop down.
And so when you hear your name, that's where you go to down arrow. And I'm going to stop for a minute and just give you just a kind of interesting theory chit chat about why the heck do we have to do so much tabbing in modern applications? And I'll tell you why. And I don't know why how this works with the Mac, because I'm only a neophyte with the Mac. But with Windows in the old days, Windows XP and below, you used to be able to get to anything you wanted with your mouse. You still can do that on the Mac. You know, you can move your VoiceOver cursor anywhere on the screen. But in Windows, you used to be able to go anywhere with a mouse, and many applications took advantage of this. Not only JAWS with its JAWS cursor, but many applications. And Microsoft said, oh, this is a security risk. And so they started limiting, after Windows XP, the ability for third-party applications to pick up the mouse and move it places. And what that meant for accessibility for us is that if we wanted to read something on the screen, we had to be focused on it. Now, you can still use your JAWS cursor and touch cursor, but you know that sometimes you don't get very good results. And the reason for that is because of this limitation built into Windows where Microsoft said, okay, we're not going to let applications pick up the mouse and move it around because they might be able to do something destructive. It was considered a big security risk. And so what happened is application developers, if they wanted to make their application accessible, had to make sure that you could get to the focus in order to read content. And so in Zoom, there's a ton of stuff here on your screen. And if you were sighted, you would move your eyes around and you would read all this stuff, right? Well, what happens with us is in order to read all that stuff, we have to keep hitting the tab key over and over and over. And if you ever used iTunes, it's just really, really maddening. But that is why we have to do so much more tabbing. Whereas in the old days, you know, if you couldn't read something, you just used your mouse cursor and checked it out. You could review the screen much more easily. So anyway, that's a little bit of a distraction, but I thought people might want to know that. Anyway, we're focused now on where it says Deborah Armstrong, which is me, and if you have a corporate account, you might have the corporation's name. Luckily, we get our own names on our account. Some companies will only give you the company name. It depends on how much they pay. Luckily, my employer pays a lot, so I get my own name on my account. But when you get to the name now, instead of tabbing, we've done a lot of tabbing, so you know what to expect in this window. You're going to hit the down arrow, and I'm going to do that now.
Deborah Armstrong, armstar@dnza.edu submenu.
Now it's showing my email address, and that's where I would go in and modify details of my account.
Activated item colon presenting comma submenu.
And we don't worry about that. We're still arrowing.
Set status message.
And you can set a status, like if you're in a corporation where people can see your status. It doesn't really matter for an individual account.
Work location, comma, off, comma, submenu.
And I'm not at my work location.
Forward calls, comma, off, comma, menu item. Try top features, comma, menu item. Check for updates, comma, menu item.
Now, this is where you would go to check for updates, and I did do that already today, so we're not going to do it. And it takes a while to get in and look at the update server. So when you do check for updates, and if you tab around and you don't see anything, don't worry about it. Just go pour yourself some coffee, because it seems to take a while to connect to their update server.
Discover what apostrophe s new comma menu item. Help comma submenu.
Hang on, my braille display went to sleep. Okay, come back, come back. I don't know why it keeps doing that. The latest update has made it go to sleep when it's not supposed to.
Settings, comma, menu item.
And there's our settings choice, which we would press enter on, but we're not going to do that yet. We're going to keep arrowing.
Sign out, comma, menu item.
And you might want to sign out for some reason. I have a personal account, too, and a corporate account. So sometimes I sign out and sign into my personal account. I got the personal account mainly to demonstrate stuff.
Deborah Armstrong, armstar.
And now we're back to my account information. So I'm going to go up. I'm going to up arrow here.
Sign out, settings, comma,
and
menu
I'm
item.
Back at settings. Now, all through this, I've been arrowing. I always like to tell you when I'm arrowing and when I'm tabbing, because one of the things I find really frustrating with these modern interfaces is not knowing when you're supposed to use what keystroke. Okay, and that's just because this is how they've implemented it. You know, some things are arrow, some things are tab, and it really depends on what did the person who wrote the software think was a good keystroke to bind to that feature. Okay, so I'm going to press enter on settings.
Enter, leaving menus, Zoom, comma, Deborah Armstrong, comma, status, comma, presenting, comma, licensed account button drop-down, settings.
And, oh, now it's going to speed my speech up again. I really got to figure out how to make this global temporarily. hang on.
Control window page down.
Yeah. Yeah, hang on.
Slower. Slower, 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 slower.
It's easier to do on my work
slow,
computer.
Slower.
Okay.
Press Alt to show or hide meeting controls.
Okay.
Category list, general.
Okay, and I tabbed once and I was on the category list. Sometimes I've got to tab a bunch of different times. Sometimes it lands me in the middle of settings. But here are the categories, and you can explore each of these categories at some point, but I want you to know what is here.
Video, audio, share screen. Team chat, Zoom app.
And now I'm arrowing. So I tabbed to categories and I'm arrowing through the categories. I'm down arrowing.
Background and effects, recording, profile, statistics, keyboard shortcuts, accessibility.
Okay, so I lied. I said that the keyboard shortcuts were under accessibility, but see, I've had too many updates. But anyway, they're right next to accessibility.
Keyboard shortcuts.
So let me go in there and show you those, but I'm not going to change my beloved F1. So.
Start Zoom when I start
whoops.
Windows checkbox.
Now, if that happens to you, what I just did is I pressed tab without pressing enter. So I was still in the general category. I had highlighted keyboard shortcuts, but I had not selected it.
Keyboard shortcuts.
So that was a mistake because I told you have to press enter and you're absolutely right. So when you get to keyboard shortcuts or any of these categories, you have to press enter. Now, visually, what would happen is you'd be looking at keyboard shortcuts. You'd click once and that would highlight it. But until you double clicked or pressed enter, it wouldn't have selected it. Just like on your iPhone, when you touch something with VoiceOver, you've highlighted, but you haven't selected it yet until you double tap. So I'm going to press enter here.
Enter, selected. Enable global shortcut, learn more button. Keyboard shortcuts list, comma,
now
use
I'm just
arrow
tabbing.
Key to navigate and tab to edit shortcut list box.
Now I'm going to arrow. It said press tab to edit, and I don't want to edit any of these, so I'm not pressing tab. I'm going to press down arrow so you can see what's here.
Meeting, comma, group open. Change focus to Zoom meeting controls left parent on top when sharing screen right parent, comma, control plus alt plus shift, comma, global shortcut, comma, checkbox checked. View the previous page of video participants in gallery view, comma, page up, comma, global shortcut, comma, checkbox unchecked.
And I'm just arrowing, and you see you get a lot of information about these keyboard shortcuts.
View the next page of video participants in gallery view, comma, page down, comma, global shortcut, comma, checkbox unchecked. Always show meeting controls, comma, alt, comma, global
Now I'm going to start moving through this faster until I get to keystrokes that we use.
Switch to speaker view, comma, alt plus F1, comma, global shortcut, comma, checkbox unchecked.
And this might be very useful for a low vision user. The speaker view is often much easier to see than the gallery view, and so you would press alt F1 to go there. And the gallery view, of course, is a bunch of little squares with each person in the little square, and that can be hard to see when you switch to speaker view. You're only seeing the person who's speaking. So if you're working with sighted people, they often get stuck in the gallery view and they're like, I see all these little squares, but I can't make them bigger. So you just have to tell them to switch to speaker view.
Switch to gallery view, comma, alt plus F2, comma, global shortcut, comma, checkbox unchecked.
Now you might want gallery view if you want to see everybody. So, you know, you got your choice.
Start slash stop video, comma, alt plus V, comma, global shortcut, comma, checkbox unchecked.
And I, on my work machine, I've made it a global shortcut because I do a lot of confidential stuff and I don't necessarily want, excuse me, allergies. I don't necessarily want my video to be on. So wherever I am, if I'm on video and a student walks into my office, I can do Alt V really quick, and then I'm protecting their confidentiality. But here I'm at home, so, you know, all people are going to see are my messy office and my golden retriever, so I don't really care. I'm in a PE class that always wants to turn my video on, so it's good to have a shortcut for it, but it doesn't have to be global for me here.
Mute slash unmute my audio, comma, F1, comma, global shortcut, comma, checkbox checked.
Now notice, that's my mute hotkey. F1. Now for you, it's going to be Alt A and it's not going to be global, but you could easily make it another keystroke and make it global.
Mute slash unmute audio for everyone except host left parent, host only right parent, comma, Alt plus M, comma, global shortcut, comma, checkbox unchecked. Start slash stop screen sharing, comma, Alt plus S, comma, global shortcut, comma, checkbox unchecked.
And that's what I did when it was time to screen share. I didn't have to tab all over looking for it. I just did Alt S.
Show slash hide windows and applications available to share, comma, Alt plus Shift plus S, comma, global shortcut, comma, checkbox unchecked.
And again, if you're low vision, you might want to learn how to use that so that you don't have so many windows up that you're trying to track visually.
Pause slash resume screen sharing, comma, Alt plus T, comma, global shortcut, comma, checkbox unchecked. Start slash stop local recording, comma, Alt plus R, comma, global shortcut, comma, checkbox checked. Start slash stop cloud recording, comma, Alt plus C, comma, global shortcut, comma, checkbox unchecked. Pause slash resume recording, comma, Alt plus P, comma, global shortcut, comma, checkbox unchecked. Switch camera, comma, Alt plus N, comma, global shortcut, comma, checkbox unchecked. Enter slash exit full screen mode, comma, Alt plus F, comma, global shortcut, comma, checkbox unchecked.
And you know that Zoom normally is just a little floating toolbar on your screen, and so you can make it a full screen or not.
Show slash hide and dash meeting chat panel, comma, Alt plus H, comma, global shortcut, comma, checkbox unchecked.
Okay, so there's a lot of them here. I'm going to press escape. I just wanted to show you how to get here. And now I'm going to show you a little bit about the alerts in accessibility, and then I'll be ready to drink some water and take some questions. So
escape.
Let
screen
me get out of
sharing
here.
Meeting controls.
All right. And I've escaped out of settings, so we're going to have to go back into settings here.
Zoom.
And
Zoom, comma, Deborah Armstrong, comma.
I will fix this again. I just don't have enough fingers for this keystroke.
Slower, 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 slower.
Because I have to do the function
slower.
Key and everything. Okay, all right. And let's go back to settings.
Refresh button. Upcoming meetings tab. Select. Help button. More button. Meetings. Search. History. Forward. Back end. Meeting. Host. Call. And progress. 7. Call. Cease. Meeting
And the
schedule
only way to
meeting
get
button.
to settings is to go to my name.
Upcoming meet refresh button. Zoom open
Nope, that
active
was it.
Zoom comma Deborah Arms.
And now down
Apps
arrow.
try top check discover help settings comma
And
menu
I'll
item
press
enter
enter.
leaving menus settings.
And now, of course, it decided to speed me up again.
Category list general.
And I will slow me back down.
Control Windows page down.
I'm getting really good at doing this on my laptop, you guys. I never do this on my laptop.
Slower, slower, slow, 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 slower.
Okay.
Video, audio, share screen, team chat.
Now I'm down arrowing. I'm going to go all the way down to accessibility.
Zoom, back, record, profile, static, keyboard, accessibility.
Okay, and now we're not going to make the mistake I made last time. I'm going to press enter here.
Air enter, selected. Left, right, slider, closed caption, font size, colon,
and
14.
Remember I told you we had to tab through all the closed caption stuff, so we're going to do that.
Caption, translation, always show captions, always show, show original and show original, automatically dim, chat display size, screen reader alerts, restore defaults button.
Okay, here's screen reader alerts. Remember I told you this is what Zoom is going to decide your screen reader says. And you can always turn them all off with your screen reader, but this is how you can decide in Zoom what Zoom decides to tell you.
Screen reader alerts list box.
And we have a list of all the screen reader alerts.
Category list.
And now
I
I'm down arrowing.
Participant has joined slash left meeting left parent host only right parent comma unchecked. Participant has joined slash left waiting room left parent host only right parent comma checked. Audio muted by host comma unchecked. Video stopped by host comma unchecked. Screen sharing started slash stopped by a participant comma unchecked. Recording permission granted slash revoked comma checked. Public and dash meeting chat received comma unchecked. Private and dash meeting chat received comma checked. And dash meeting file upload completed comma unchecked.
And you see if it's checked it means it's gonna say it, and if it's unchecked it means it's not.
Closed captioning is available comma unchecked. Closed captioning typing privilege granted slash revoked comma unchecked. Host privilege granted slash revoked comma checked. Code dash host privilege granted slash revoked comma checked. Remote control permission granted slash revoked comma checked. Live stream started slash stopped comma unchecked.
And I'm just arrowing.
Participant has raised slash lowered hand left parent host only right parent comma unchecked. Q&A question received, comma, unchecked.
And that's, of course, for when you're in webinar.
Q&A answer received, comma, checked. Role changed to panelist, comma, checked. Role changed to attendee, comma, checked. IM chat received, comma, unchecked. Participant has joined, slash, left meeting, left parent, host only, right parent, comma, unchecked. Participant has joined, slash, left waiting room, left parent, host only, right parent, comma, checked.
Okay, and so that's our list of alerts. I think we've been through all of them. I'm going to press escape.
Escape.
And
screen
I think
sharing.
I'm going to unshare my screen here and take some questions so we won't hear my speech if I need to look something up.
Alt.
Oops. It helps if I hit the right key, doesn't it?
Alt.
Okay, you should not be able to hear my speech now. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, I'm ready for questions. I'm going to take a big slurp of water here.
Okay. All right, I believe our first hand is Karen Schroeder. So Karen, go ahead, please.
Hi.
Hi, mouthful of water.
Hi, Deb. Just saw you Saturday. Okay, so I'm doing pretty advanced Zoom a lot now, too. So
mm-hmm.
This is extremely helpful. I feel like I'm not alone. So thank you. One thing that I've discovered, and I don't know why this is happening or how to prevent it. So when I'm sharing my screen, because I'm sharing a PowerPoint, you know, to all sighted
mm-hmm.
people.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm going through the slideshow, if I go through too quickly to the next slide, it starts changing the rate of my jaws.
It starts changing the rate of your
yeah.
jaws. Does it
so
only happen when you're sharing a screen, sharing screens?
Yes.
And you're pressing space to go to the...
You know, I take that back. No. Anytime I'm in a slideshow, whether I'm sharing the screen or not, if I go too fast, it's going to start slowing down my speech with the page down.
Ooh. That's something
yeah.
you'll have to talk to John Support about. I don't know.
Okay. Just learn to
I can tell you
about.
It's not happening to me, if that makes you happy. That must mean it's something specific to your machine.
Okay,
Karen,
good
it's
to know.
Andrea, and I have a quick question. Are you moving between your slides with the space bar?
No, I'm using the page down.
Okay, try using space because that's how I was taught to do it. And I wonder if maybe
Oh.
using page down isn't messing with your speech somehow. So
Good
try
point,
space bar.
Andrea.
That's how I was taught.
Participants left or right.
Oh,
Slide
that
set
makes
three.
sense because say all, if you're in say all and you hit the page down, it slows your speech down.
Yeah,
You
I
can
think,
try that by doing a
yeah.
say all and hitting page down at the same time.
Yep. I think it might be if you hit space bar, Karen, I think that might solve your problem.
Well, see,
Thank you.
Andrea's a trainer and I'm not, so she knows
Well,
all these little
I don't
mistakes.
train people on Zoom, but I was trained to use PowerPoint because I use it to do the ACV auction. I do pictures, and that's how they showed me to do it.
Well, yeah, and I always use space too, which is why it
Yeah,
never happened to
okay.
me. But I
Thank
know why it's
you.
happening now because when you're, and why don't you pull up a big Word document and do insert down arrow and get reading away and then try hitting your page down. And I bet you'll find it slows your speech. And that means because
Okay.
it does an automatic say all on those PowerPoint slides.
Thank you, thank you.
You're
You're
welcome,
welcome.
honey. Christy, go ahead, my dear.
Okay, I accidentally somehow got myself stuck. I've been using like the AI and different stuff like that, and once I started using it, it's like, oh God, what if I want to, I don't want to use it all the time. But I accidentally got myself somehow into thumbnails, and I can't get it to stop the
Does it
thumbnail.
say show video thumbnail selected over and over again?
It says video thumbnail checked or something
Yeah,
like that.
I think it's a JAWS bug. I think the latest release accidentally made that some sort of a highlighted message,
Left or right, left or
and
right.
they're going to have to fix it in their script. It's not something you're doing. I wrote to them about it, and I think it's a JAWS bug.
Okay, so yeah. And so if I want to go,
There's
so
a way
do
to
Alt
fix it.
Windows S and turn it off or use NVDA.
No,
Okay.
there's a way to fix it. This is
Really?
Karen. Yes. Because I discovered this too. You have to go to more, you know the menu where the where it shows your polls and your
Right.
breakout rooms and all that under there.
Right.
Go to where it says video and turn it so that your video is not showing. So stop showing your video.
Participants left or right, right or in.
Oh, okay.
And that cures it.
I had the same problem. I'll have to go look at that too, because a lot of times I'm in meetings where people have video on and it won't shut up. Yeah,
Yeah, well,
drives me crazy.
someone from JAWS support told me they thought it was a JAWS bug. So maybe it is a JAWS bug and she's found a workaround, but sometimes you have to show your video, especially at your work.
Yeah, well, and the new video, I mean the new JAWS update just came out too,
Today.
so
Yeah, so it
No, I
may
mean
have picked
it's
up.
showing the video. It's just not showing you your video.
Right.
Oh,
yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's what the thumbnail is. It's like,
I think the thumbnail is if someone else has video on, and that would fix that. If you turned video off, yeah, that would fix that. Because it comes up when someone else's video is on, not if yours is on.
right, it comes up as someone else's videos on.
Right,
That's why it
exactly.
doesn't happen in community calls very often. But
No,
it
it
happens a
doesn't.
lot when you're in work situations.
That's it, because that's where I get it is when I'm like on
Yeah.
the call with the rehab folks at our staff meetings, and most of them are sighted and they all
Yeah.
have the video on, and then it just drives you insane.
Yeah.
The only way I found the other thing you can do is all if you alt tab away from the window, it'll stop. Like say you go to another window. If you're not talking or something, if you're just listening, you can always alt tab away from it, it'll stop. So that's another thing you can do. Move the
And I
focus.
think that they're going to, or they may have already fixed so that it doesn't read, because it's not a
Hopefully. Yeah.
message we need to hear.
No,
No.
it
Well, I
isn't.
think they're going to fix their script so that it won't read it.
Good.
Deborah, I have a question. It's
But
Andrea.
I
Sorry,
wasn't
Christy.
finished though.
Oh, sorry, Christy, go ahead.
Sorry.
You've
Yeah,
got to go back.
so what I was saying is that I turned on AI, and how do you globally or whatever turn, I just want AI on sometimes. The summary is a joke. I mean, it just is stupid. But I do like the AI transcript.
It's such a new feature, I don't know much about it. You might ask next year when I'm better at it, but it's just implemented it. Also, Bits is going to be doing a presentation on AI, and I'm on education. I'm actually the chairman for the education committee. So I will talk to the person who's going to be doing the presentation on AI, which is virtual for the national convention, and have them talk about this feature in Zoom.
Fantastic. That would be wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, this is Andrea, and I have a question because there are no hands at the moment. So I'm going to ask my question.
Go ahead.
And I think I know the answer. Occasionally when I'm on with a student, I get this thing that says voice quality monitoring, and I have a feeling it's because their internet is slow. It isn't mine. I think it's just the person, because a lot of our students use the free, or not free, but the subsidized internet from the government.
Right.
Not
no, I think that's what it means too. We see it sometimes with our students, and I think it just means that their internet
just drives you nuts, because it does it about every 2 seconds when it starts doing it. And my students will say, why is it doing that? It always does that to me. And I hate to tell them, it's your internet is not very good.
Well, are they, if they have Wi-Fi, what they might want to do is move their computer to another room or get it away from any microwaves or their cell phone or anything that could cause interference. Because if your signal's not very strong in the first place, all interference can mess with it.
Mess with it, sure.
So if they have a laptop and they have Wi-Fi, tell them to get it closer to their hotspot or get it away from other things that might cause interference. Speakers, cell phones, microwaves.
Thank you. Good suggestion.
Baby monitors, anything fluorescent lights. Yeah. Because like I said, if you have a strong signal, that kind of overrides it. But if you have a weak signal, it interferes. It's a ham radio thing. All this stuff acts like you have antennas. It interferes with
sound. I never get it if it's just me. I don't have that problem. But I'm getting it a lot at work. If you guys have questions, please raise your hands.
I'm ready for questions.
So I just wanted to ask, so the Echo would interfere too?
You mean the
Amazon Echo? Yeah.
Yes, probably.
Probably. But if you have a wired connection, it's not a problem. But if you have a Wi-Fi connection, move around to different parts of your house. Try to find a good spot. And there's also a wonderful iPhone app. If you have an iPhone, it's called Wi-Fi Sweet Spots. And what it does is it plays a sound, a really obnoxious sound, that gets louder if your Wi-Fi signal is better. So you can walk around the house and it'll be going screeching at you. And as the screeching gets louder, that's a place where your Wi-Fi signal is really good. And I was using it at work and someone thought we had a fire alarm. It's really loud if you're somewhere where the Wi-Fi is really good. And it kind of goes eep, 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 if your Wi-Fi is not very good.
I'm glad to hear you mention that app because I haven't and I've hardly ever used it, but I know that it can be very effective and it can be, that's what I figured. It was probably had something to do with their Wi-Fi signal, but
it's a free thing, so you might have your student install the Wi-Fi Sweet hotspots and go around their house and try to figure out where they're getting
the
a really
spot.
Good signal.
Because most of them have laptops, hardly anybody. Mm-hmm. I don't have any students that are using desktops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they can pick it and they can charge it before their lesson, and they can kind of troubleshoot where's the best place in the house for this.
That's great, Deborah. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, get hands up, 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 up.
Up, 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 yeah.
That's what we have a host at ACB Community who does such as up, up, up. Got those hands up, 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 up. Sometimes we say pause too.
I really wanted to stick with some more advanced stuff, not just the basics, because I think people know a lot of the basic stuff.
Well, you can go ahead if you have more. We don't have any hands at the moment, so. If you want to continue, go ahead.
Let me take a look at the time here.
It's 20 after.
Okay, it's 20
You don't
after.
Have to go till 9. I mean, you could... Oh, Earl Robb has his hand up.
Okay, I'll take
ahead,
you.
Earl. I think that's Earl.
Sorry about that, I was muted. Can most of this be done using the iPhone app?
Some of it can. You can certainly change some of your settings. But one of the things you might want to do if you have an account is use a PC and go to more settings and go to the internet webpage for your account and adjust any settings you want there. One setting I have is that I'm always muted. Whenever I join a meeting, I'm always muted because who the heck knows what's going on in my life when I join a meeting? You know, dogs are barking, students are talking to me, whatever. And that way I always know the state of my mute key, and then I can unmute when people want to talk to me. So that is something I've set up on the web page for my account. And so I never had to go into my iPhone and do it.
Okay, but you can operate a meeting from an iPhone as opposed to a PC, which would be my preferred.
Well, I know people would do it. I mean, like Joey Mason in Southern California, she's like a wizard at doing all this stuff over iPhone, and I'm not. I hate having joint meetings with my iPhone. I do it if I have to.
I'll tell you, this is Andrea. I have done it, but it's there's more menus. You have to go looking for stuff. It's not like you can't do it. ACB community does not allow it, and we have had a couple of people who complained because they said they're just as fast as anybody on the computer. I've done it, but I'm not as quick. I can't find, you have to go looking for things. They're not as available as they would be on a PC.
Well, so I know Jolie's willing to help people. She's very, very good at it. She's even written a couple documents on how to do it, but I'll tell you, I'd much rather do it on a PC.
Okay, we've got a couple more hands. Kathy Whitaker, please go ahead and unmute.
Hello.
Hello.
You haven't talked about it, but I was curious if you've had much experience with the creating polls and administering polls.
Yeah, you. It only shows up if you're host, and it'll say polls. And you press enter on it, and then you can type in your question. And there is, again, a little bit of tabbing around, and you have to decide if it's an edit box or radio button. But it's very doable, but if you have to do it in the middle of a meeting, it can take a while you read everything and figure everything out. So what I've done, if I've had to do a poll, is I've asked someone else to facilitate 5 minutes of the meeting while I set it up. So if you plan ahead and you know you're going to have someone who's going to take care of, like, say you have two presenters and you're presenter A, then you get presenter B going while you get your poll set up, because it does take a while to do it with a screen reader, and there's a lot of tabbing and reading, but it's accessible. It's just tedious.
Yeah, I did. And I've, you know, have used it a couple of times. I found that sometimes it, wasn't always responsive. I create a question and then the type of response and go to the next question and maybe the third or fourth question in, that it missed some of the question, or, you know, it wasn't as complete.
And you're talking about setting them up, not answering them, right?
Setting them up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would just set up one or two questions at a time, because I've had that too, and I don't know. I just think that the screen reader gets lost. You can always try maximizing the window, but even so, I haven't always found that to work that well. And I did notice it seemed to work a little better with NVDA than it did with JAWS for some reason, but I haven't fully tested it, because I don't always have to do it often enough.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Thank you.
Christy.
Sorry, so I found Sweet Spots, but it said something about paying for it.
It was free when I tried it.
I have it. It was free. I didn't pay for it. It's Wi-Fi Sweet Spot, Christy, is what it's called.
Sweet Spots, because I put Wi-Fi Sweet Spot and it didn't take it.
I thought it was okay. I thought it was Spot, but it could be Spots.
Okay.
Keep looking, because for us it was free.
Okay, because I see another one that's talking about Wi-Fi. Signal.
Well, there are lots of them that show you a pretty graph, but this was the only one that I knew of that showed you audio.
Nice.
And there used to be one that played MIDI tones, but it vanished. I have not been able to find it, so I can't recommend it.
Too bad. I know there was something else I was going to ask you, but anyway,
that's okay.
Thanks.
You might also ask on AppleVis and see if someone can send you a direct link.
Dobby Mandel has joined the meeting. We don't have any more hands right now. Karen, raise your hand. Oh, Karen, go ahead.
Karen.
Sorry, just real quick.
what I do with polls is I set them up in advance, because once you've scheduled the meeting, you can put those polls in advance of the meeting.
Oh, that's nice. You know, I always just had someone else to present when I was farting around with it.
Yeah, no, you can do it in advance. My question was, I'm doing a lot with reactions. Like, give me a thumbs up if you did this, or download this file and then give me a thumbs up or whatever when you have it done. Is there a quick way to get to figure out what the reactions are or the people are giving?
Not that I know of.
All
no,
right.
No.
It's tedious.
Like shared screens, you know. I mean, shared screens are not accessible, as I keep telling my coworkers who never remember.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Wish I had more positive answers for all the advanced users.
Well, raise hand works. So, you know, if you have them raise hand, JAWS announces it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, David, you're up.
Okay, I'm
there.
Here.
He's here.
Okay, my voiceover was saying I was unmuted all this time, even though I wasn't. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, could you provide some of the documentation that you mentioned Jolie Mason has written? Is that possible to obtain
them? I don't know. We'd have to ask Jolie. When I was in Descriptathon, she was talking about how she'd written all this documentation on how to use it on the iPhone, and she was willing to share it with people. But like I said, we were doing Descriptathon together. So you know who Jolie Mason is?
Yeah, she runs LA Airs, right?
Right, and she's very friendly.
Yeah.
So I would just go ahead and give her a call. And tell her that you heard from me, that she was like an iPhone wizard and she had written some documentation. And if she doesn't remember where she described it, she was at Descriptathon 10, which is an ACB event that's done with the national parks.
Parks, right.
That's where she told us all about it.
I'll have to find her phone number. Okay.
Yeah, well, you can just look for the LA Radio LA Reading Service, and I'm sure she'll talk to you. She's super friendly.
Yeah, she's been at KPFK and all kinds of things.
She's very helpful. So.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think she'll mind sharing it. It might have some details that are specific to Descriptathon, but you can probably skip.
And as a matter of fact, it might be great to have her do a presentation maybe on community.
That's possible, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that would be great.
Because I remember fooling around with it, trying to figure out. I was on the bus one night, and I was supposed to open a meeting, and I'm like, oh, my gosh.
I think that would be really helpful to suggest to maybe ask if Cindy or something, if she could do a presentation, because a lot of people use their iPhones and have problems like that.
Well, one thing I have learned, and I learned this from Scott Davert. Yay, Scott. When I used to have an older iPhone and the Bluetooth would cut in and out, my hearing aids would cut in and out, and Scott told me that the older iPhones were using the same chip for Wi-Fi and Bluetooth and streaming, and so the chip would just bog down and it couldn't do all that stuff.
Yeah.
And so your newer, faster iPhones have multiple chips so that one chip is not sharing the load of all of that processing. And so if you're finding that your Bluetooth is cutting out when you're not local, when you're local, it works great. And when you're not local, it's cutting in and out. It's because you have one of the older phones that's using the same chip to do everything. And unfortunately, you're stuck and you've got to get a new phone. But at least you know why.
Right. Well, thank you very much. Okay.
Chrissy, go ahead, hon.
How do you get the pop sound for raise hand?
The pop sound for raise hand? Oh, and the ding sound for when people enter and leave the room?
Well, I have the ding sound, but I don't know how to get the pop for raising hand, because that helps.
I think you have to have an account and go into the settings on the website. It's one of the giant plethora. And I didn't even show you guys that. There is just hundreds of settings.
Yeah, I have an account.
On the website. You have to go to more settings.
Uh-huh.
More settings. Under settings is more settings. And when you hit that, you will get that website with more settings than you can possibly imagine. You will spend hours in more settings. And be careful with them. I mean, you might want to write down the ones you change in case you don't like it, so you can get it back.
Yep. Yep. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, we don't have any hands at the moment.
Well, I'm pretty much done anyway, so.
Okay. This has been great, Deborah. We sure appreciate you.
Well, I'm sure there's more about Zoom I could learn. And guys, there is a handout that I've been in the process of updating. I haven't totally finished yet because I just updated Zoom and a few things changed, like Zoom keeps changing. But once I get it done, I'm going to send it to Andrea. I think it's visually pretty attractive. I had a friend look at it, so I don't think it needs any fixing. And we'll get it out to you all.
Absolutely. I will put it out on the various lists so you guys can have access to it. Thank you, Deborah. This has been fabulous. And we do have a recording, so that's great.
And let me do a plug for the two affiliates I'm very involved in. I'm very involved in BITS. I'm education chair, and I'm going to be editing the newsletter. Also very involved in Library Users of America. I edit their newsletter. So please consider joining those affiliates. I'm done plugging.